for a car, and then maybe you can believe for a house. But you don't start out with those big things, even though these people stand in front of me and say, well, all things are possible with God, and I want this and this and this and this. And I'll say, you know, you're not ready for that. Now, God could give it to you, but that's not the way he works. He works with faith.
Yes. Well, you know, Paul, when he was in prison, in the dungeon in Philippians, he wasn't asking God for material things. He was asking God for persevering faith for him to get through this dungeon experience. And here in Philippians 3, right before he says that I may know him, he says a remarkable thing here, Darren. And this was a book written when he was in the dungeon in Rome and or in Philippi. And he says here, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith. Now, Paul knew that he needed a faith that could get him through this ordeal that he was in. And he knew that faith could only come from God. That faith could only come from God. And he wasn't asking for material things. All he was asking was for a persevering character to help him to have faith to get through this ordeal he was in. And he knew that it only came from God, nobody else but God.
Well, folks, we have done our best to deliver this message on faith to you, and we're just about out of time today. But I want to tell you this. There is faith available for every challenge you have. But you got to get in the Word and let the Word be internalized in your heart. And you're going to have to work with respect to the promise of God. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to do, and if I were you, I'd take out Romans chapter 4 and I'd read verse 17 through 21, 22, and get to know what Abraham was going through there.
Yes.
Because it says, without respect to the promise, or with respect to the promise of God, he did not waver in unbelief. That's the challenge, folks. You got to stop wavering and go. No matter how you feel, no matter how it looks, no matter how it reasons out, you got to lay that down and go with faith.
Yes, praise God. And you know, he is the author and the finisher, the perfecter of our
faith. That's what it
says. And it says here in Hebrews 12, therefore, since we have a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance, every fleshly part of us, and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and he has sat down at the right hand of God on the throne. Praise God.
Father God, we pray for our friends and partners, and Lord, we lift them up today, and I'm asking that you would protect them and keep the evil one from devouring them and from stealing their dreams. Lord, there are so many things that are dream killers, but we don't need to put up with that. We can achieve and have those things that you promised in the Word. So, Lord, help us to discern what's promised in the Word and what is not promised there. And we're going to find out, and we're going to grow in faith. And, Lord, we all want to be giants of faith, to be very pleasing to you in your kingdom. Thank you today, Lord. We cover these messages with the blood of Jesus. We say it can't be stolen or distorted in any way. We are people of faith. Thank you, Father God. We love you in Jesus' powerful name.